WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of calm, control, and courage. You know, life can be a whirlwind, right? It's like trying to juggle chainsaws while riding a unicycle on a tightrope, exhilarating, but also terrifyingly stressful. And in all that chaos, it's easy to forget something crucial. Taking care of your own mental health. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight, folks. This is about recognizing that your mental well-being is just as important as your physical health, maybe even more so. Think about it, you wouldn't skip leg day because you were feeling a little tired, would you? So why neglect your mental fitness when life throws its curveballs? Today, we're diving into the importance of prioritizing your mental health and knowing when to seek help. Because let's face it, sometimes, even the toughest stoic needs a hand. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate this vital aspect of your life. First off, understand this: acknowledging that you need support isn't a weakness, it's a strength. It takes courage to admit when you're struggling, and seeking help is a sign of self-awareness and responsibility. Don't let the stigma around mental health hold you back. We've all got our battles, right? Secondly, learn to identify your stresses. What triggers those feelings of anxiety or overwhelm? Is it deadlines at work, social situations, relationship issues, or something else entirely? Once you know your enemy, you can start developing strategies to combat it. Think about it like a video game. You've got to know the boss's weaknesses before you can take them down. Journaling can be a great tool for understanding your triggers. Just jot down those feelings and what situations seem to bring them on. It'll help you see patterns and gain clarity. Third, cultivate healthy coping mechanisms. We're not talking about stuffing your feelings under the rug or binge-watching Netflix all day, although, hey, sometimes that's a valid self-care move. I'm talking about things like regular exercise, mindfulness practices, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, those activities that nourish your soul and bring you joy. Fourth, build a support system. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to trusted friends or family members about how you're feeling. Connect with online communities where people share similar experiences. Remember, sharing your burden can actually lighten it. And finally, know that seeking professional help is not only okay, it's often incredibly beneficial. Therapists and counselors are trained to guide you through challenging times, provide coping strategies, and offer a safe space for you to explore your thoughts and feelings. Don't be afraid to reach out. There are people who genuinely want to help you thrive. Ever felt like you were drowning in stress, like every task was a mountain you couldn't climb? Maybe deadlines piled up at work or personal issues left you feeling overwhelmed. I know the feeling all too well. Remember that time when, insert relatable story about dealing with overwhelming stress. Keep it concise and emotionally engaging. The goal is to make listeners feel seen and understood. The key takeaway here is this: we all experience moments of vulnerability where the pressure feels immense. But by prioritizing our mental health, seeking support when needed, and practicing healthy coping mechanisms, we can navigate those challenging times with greater resilience and grace. Remember, folks, taking care of your mental well-being isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. You deserve to feel calm, in control, and courageous, even in the midst of chaos. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, and keep striving for that inner peace. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might need a little reminder about the power of prioritizing their mental health. You never know, you might just change someone's life one podcast at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay stoic, and keep it real.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.